Isaiah, chapter 30. Woe to the rebellious sons, says Yahweh, who take counsel, but not of me, and who make a league, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Who set out to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to take refuge in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore will the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the refuge in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. For their princes are at Zoan, and their ambassadors have come to Hanes. They will all become a stench because of a people who cannot profit them, who are not a help nor profit, but a shame, and also a reproach. The burden of the beasts of the south. Through the land of trouble and anguish, from where come the lioness and the lion, the viper and fiery flying serpent, they carry their riches on the shoulders of young donkeys, and their treasures on the humps of camels, to a people who will not profit them. For Egypt helps in vain, and to no purpose, therefore I have called her Rahab that sits still. Now go, write it before them on a tablet, and inscribe it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. For it is a rebellious people, lying sons, sons who will not hear the law of Yahweh. Who say to the seers, don't see, and to the prophets, don't prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Therefore thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and rely on them. Therefore this iniquity will be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant. And he will break it as a potter's vessel is broken, breaking it in pieces without sparing, so that there will not be found among its pieces a sherd with which to take fire from the hearth, or to dip up water out of the cistern. For thus said the Sovereign Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you will be saved, in quietness and in confidence will be your strength. And you would not. But you said, no, for we will flee on horses, therefore you will flee, and, we will ride on the swift, therefore those who pursue you will be swift. 1,000 together will flee at the threat of one, at the threat of 5 you will flee, until you are left as a beacon on the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on a hill. And therefore Yahweh will wait, that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy on you, for Yahweh is a God of justice, blessed are all those who wait for him. For the people will dwell in Zion at Jerusalem, you will weep no more, he will surely be gracious to you at the voice of your cry, when he will hear, he will answer you. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be hidden any more, but your eyes will see your teachers. And your ears will hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. And you will defile the overlaying of your graven images of silver, and the plating of your molten images of gold, you will cast them away as a menstrual cloth, you will say to it, get away from here. And he will give the rain for your seed, with which you will sow the ground, and bread of the increase of the ground, and it will be fat and plenteous. In that day your cattle will be shepherded in large pastures. The oxen likewise and the young donkeys that till the ground will eat savory fodder, which has been winnowed with the shovel and with the fork. And there will be on every lofty mountain, and on every high hill, brooks and streams of waters, in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. Moreover the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, in the day that Yahweh binds up the hurt of his people, and heals the stroke of their wound. Look, the name of Yahweh comes from far, burning with his anger, and in thick rising smoke, his lips are full of indignation, and his tongue is as a devouring fire. And his breath is as an overflowing stream, that reaches even to the neck, to sift the nations with the sieve of destruction, and a bridle that causes to err will be in the jaws of the peoples. You will have a song as in the night when a holy feast is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goes with a pipe to come to the mountain of Yahweh, to the rock of Israel. And Yahweh will cause the grandeur of his voice to be heard, and will show the coming down of his arm, with the indignation of his anger, and the flame of a devouring fire, with a blast, and tempest, and hailstones. For through the voice of Yahweh will the Assyrian be dismayed, with his rod he will strike him. And every stroke of the appointed staff, which Yahweh will lay on him, will be with the sound of tabrets and harps, and in battles with the brandishing of his arm he will fight with them. For a Topheth is prepared of old, yes, for the king it is made ready, he has made it deep and large, its pile is fire and much wood, the breath of Yahweh, like a stream of brimstone, kindles it.